Hello and welcome to Turning Point, the programme that asks the question, what was the one decision or conversation that changed your life forever? Today's guest is avant-garde experimental composer Susan Matthews.
The significant moment I've decided to share with you only happened about 2 or 3 years ago, and it's actually a thought. Firstly, here's a little background. I've had very complex mental health problems for most of my life. I have multiple diagnoses and, well, as you can probably imagine, life has been extremely challenging for me as a result. Living with mental illness can be frustrating, confusing, isolating, frightening, overwhelming, and at times it can be risky and dangerous. Indeed, it has put my life at risk. It can be extremely difficult to understand who we are as a result of mental illness. And indeed, identity confusion is a common symptom of many psychological illnesses. As a result of this, the temptation is to define ourselves as the mentally ill. Approximately 2 or 3 years ago, it dawned on me that this does us all a disservice. I realised that my mental health does not define me or who I am as a person. It's not me. I may have a personality disorder, but in reality, there is absolutely nothing wrong with my personality. For the first time, I could see clearly that mental illness is actually just like any other illness. It's like any physical illness. It has symptoms and traits that result in behaviours, thought processes, and psychological responses that impact on our bodies and our minds. For instance, let's take the common cold as an example. When we catch a cold, it has very familiar symptoms. We sneeze, we cough, we shiver, our noses run, we feel emotionally down or depressed, etc. We know that if we rest and treat our symptoms, we will safely recover and soon feel better emotionally. We understand that this common cold does not define us. We also recognise that certain behaviours can lower our resistance to catching a cold. If we run down, tired, if we smoke, drink too much, eat unhealthy foods, go out in the cold with wet hair, etc. I realised that mental illnesses are the same. They also have familiar symptoms, distorted thinking, hypervigilance, fear, paranoia, emotional dysregulation, anxiety, depressed mood, etc. I also recognised that if I rest and treat my symptoms with compassion and respect, I safely recover every time. And just like with that pesky cold, I learned that similar behaviours make me more vulnerable to mental illness. Tiredness, poor diet, alcohol, overworking, etc., etc. Viewing mental illnesses in this light has helped me to understand them and to find compassion and acceptance. I've recognised that these illnesses are not my fault. I didn't cause them to happen. I didn't choose them. However, I can make wise choices about how I live my life. Choices that have reduced the impact of my illnesses. When I have a bad mental health day, I no longer panic and feel overwhelmed. Now I'm able to accept that some days I have to step back. I have to put on the brakes, slow myself down, remember to breathe, and take care of myself. These days, I know it will pass and I will come out the other end. Finally, I understand. I am not my mental illnesses. I'm not borderline. I'm not depressed. I'm not anxious. There's nothing wrong with me, with my personality, with who I am. I'm a strong, kind, loving, intelligent, witty individual who happens to have borderline personality disorder, who happens to have clinical depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder, and etc., etc. These are merely illnesses with symptoms. They do not define me. They do not control me. I now make those decisions.
For further information on Susan, go to sirenwire.com or visit Twitter at sirenwire.
Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to hear more from Lush, and our ever-growing archive contains interviews, debates and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.